Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Deborah Tavares today. Now, Deborah, they are going to knowingly destroy the Colorado River. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I am saying is what is proposed for the cleanup site that they have known about for decades and planning to spend another 30 years on decontaminating a site that they have known about. They go on to say in this article, which everyone can read, it was dated May the 4th of 2015, titled, PG&E Nears a Plan to Filter Chromium on the Colorado River Could Take 30 Years to Decontaminate. Now, they go on to talk about that the plan to clean up around 150 acres of groundwater contamination caused by the chemical chromium. And again, by injecting large amounts, they say food-grade ethanol, but we know ethanol is GMO. We know it is cancer-causing. We know it's extremely toxic. So they're going to be decontaminating a contaminant with a known carcinogen. This is outrageous. And they claim that they need to pump this into the edge of the plume, which is the chloramine. So they're going to pump ethanol into the edge of the plume to attempt to contain it. Now, they're still having problems in Hinckley, California. And it says here that the PG&E engineers estimate it could take 30 years to fully decontaminate the groundwater along the edge of the Colorado River. So PG&E is run by Rothschild. We have established that. PG&E also has a weather modification program. We have that up on our website. PG&E is behind the smart meters. They were certainly at the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit in 1992 and have been the model, the template for all of the other utility companies across the country. This is Rothschild. Now, we also have to warn everybody, because you're starting to hear a lot of conversation about water treatment plants, which I mentioned earlier. It's very, very important to understand this is a banker's dream to force water treatment plants and desalinization plants. In the YouTube that I mentioned, Joyce, Water Wars Stealing Water for Profit and Power, under the Seymour, under that YouTube, we have two of the most important documents that everyone can easily download, and I would suggest you must download these documents. One is by Goldman Sachs. It's entitled Sustainable Growth, Taking a Deep Dive into Water. They talk about the exploding U.S. shale development in the United States, because the United States has an abundant supply of water. Rothschild is discussed in this, and it names many corporations within the United States that are behind the privatization, again, of the United States water supply. And we've listed all of these in that YouTube. There's another extremely important document. It's called Water Markets USA Global Intelligence. Again, free downloads from under the link of that YouTube. Again, it talks about the problems with privatizing the water in the United States is that our public water municipalities are already doing a good job, and Americans have a strong idea of freedom in the United States. But they talk about the ways that they're going to have to undermine all of that and change our concepts so that they can privatize the water. They're using the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers to literally take down the country as far as water is concerned and many other aspects as well. But I want to jump into this because we have huge concerns and everyone should be thinking about this now. And it is the concerns about the reuse of water through water treatment plants.
Okay, we've got to wait till this break is over. We'll be back. 3-minute break. Deborah Tavares, water treatment plants and the reuse of water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Joyce Riley.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking to Deborah Tavares, entering in here into the third hour of the Power Hour, 8 minutes after the hour. The amazing information she has is waterwars.org. Did you say org or com? I forget.
It's primarywater.org.
Primarywater.org, and then the video is Water Wars. Check it out, please, ladies and gentlemen. Also, your other websites that people can look at for documentation.
Absolutely. So primarywater.org, stopthecrime.net, and we also host many others, but the other one that I would recommend is toxicsky.org. Joyce, it is really difficult to fathom the level of evil and corruption that we're all now experiencing in this world. But I wanted to just conclude my conversation on water treatment just to get this conversation going so that other people can start researching this and putting a stop to drinking sewer water. We're calling it toilet to tap. And it is highly toxic. And we're already in that process drinking toxic secondary water cycle water anyway that's heavily polluted. Our IQs are substantially reduced already because of the toxic secondary water cycle. when you read New Water for a Thirsty World and you go to primarywater.org, everyone will see. And then you watch the movie Chinatown, how water was stolen and how different aqueduct water was diverted in the night to benefit farmers and ranchers. You'll see the corruption behind water and why the California Aqueduct should have never been built in the first place. The plan was back during the 50s and 60s, the primary water experts were trying to convince the powers that be behind the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rand Corporation, and all of the other water corporations in California to drill for primary water, have a network of primary water wells, and move the water supply through primary water wells. There's actually no reason right now that the San Joaquin Valley is running out of water because of overpumped wells, because they could be recharging that groundwater basin with primary water. But it's overpumped, and what they're telling us, too, in some of the rules here in California, besides the 50,000 square feet of lawn that we must remove, we're also being told that the water agencies and agencies will help people relocate if their wells on their domestic rural properties run dry. So this is a massive land grab. People will literally leave their properties with the illusion that they have run out of water, and they have not. People are losing their farms, their ranches, and we're having reduced food supplies as a result, and food costs are going to skyrocket, again, furthering the debt load on all of us. Very important that a week ago they claimed that there was a historic agreement reached with the San Joaquin ranchers and farmers, that they agreed to reduce their water use by 25%. It was extortion because they said that California regulators, this is a quote, California regulators have accepted a historic offer by the farmers to make a 25% voluntary water cut to avoid deeper mandatory losses during the drought. So this was extortion. They had to reduce 25% or face deeper mandatory water curtailments. This is happening now to many of us who live in the rural areas that have wells. We're being asked to sign contracts, voluntary water reduction contracts. I can say to everyone that is listening, do not sign any contracts, period. Do not agree. This is hooking people into required curtailments and allowing the California, in this instance, the California Fish and Game, to access your property or any agencies that they deem.
And oh,
they're
really?
Telling us, yes, and they're telling us, Joyce, we're going to either have the opportunity for voluntary cooperation or mandatory curtailments. This is what we're being told now on our rural properties here in California. And for everyone that's listening, this is coming to you. Now, I want to jump into another word that I want to...
Okay, before you do that, what are the options? What can people do? Just not sign the contract?
Do not sign any contracts. I would plan on, if you're able to drill more wells, if you're able to do that, certainly get this information out to rural property owners and ranches and farms, because they're most likely in locations that they can drill. There have been new well drilling moratoriums that went into place in Ventura County here in California. So before they lock down the ability to drill and hopefully access primary water, which is why I recommend everybody watch the YouTube Primary Water Explained. You don't necessarily need to access primary water by drilling deep. That is the most important thing that I can say about that. But I want to jump into a definition of a word that is shocking and stunning. And everyone needs to understand this because it has everything to do with the vaccination agenda. In fact, we have a YouTube up and out, and it is very important for everyone to take a look at because it is called Vaccines, Forced Vaccinations. That's the YouTube. Vaccines, forced vaccinations. I want to say this word slowly, and I'm going to spell it. It's called Parens Patriae, and it is spelled P-A-R-E-N-S, second word, Patriae, P-A-T-R-I-A-E. Now, it's important for everyone to understand the Center for Disease Control and Protection is a corporation. It is the face of Rothschild. It does not serve us. It is not an agency to assist us. It is a part of the cabal to reduce the population. We know how toxic vaccinations are. In fact, I would recommend that everyone listen to the conference given by Dr. Andrew Mulden, M-O-U-L-D-E-N, on vaccinations. He died at an early age, and people have questions about his death. But having said that, parens patriae means the government is our parent. Now, this is from the CDC website. It is entitled Vaccination Mandates, the Public Health Imperative and Individual Rights. This was written by Kevin Malone and Alan Heinman, H-I-M-A-N. You can go and pull down all of this information from our website, stopthecrime.net. There's a scroll that is underneath the banner. And if you click on the David Dees illustration that he did for us, to the furthest right, you can download all of this. This is from Chapter 13, page 273, off of the CDC website, Parens Patriae. Further authority to compel vaccination of children come under the doctrine of Parens Patriae, in which the state asserts authority over the child's welfare. In the 1944 case of Prince versus Massachusetts, which involved a child labor under an asserted right of religious freedom, the U.S. Supreme Court summarized the doctrine, noting that, quote, neither rights of religion or rights of parenthood are beyond limitation. Acting to guard the general interest in youth's well-being, the state, as parens patriae, and I'm going to add this, the state is our parent. That's what this means.
Wow.
The state, as parens patriae, may restrict the parent's control by requiring school attendance, regulating or prohibiting child labor, and in many other ways. Its authority is not nullified merely because the parent grounds his claim to control the child's course of conduct on religion or conscience. Thus, the parent cannot claim freedom from compulsory vaccinations for the child more than for himself on religious grounds. The right to practice freedom and religion freely does not include the liberty to expose the community or the child to communicable disease or the latter to ill health. This is parens patriae. The legal definition is the government is our parent. So it's most important to understand the CDC is an arch enemy of all of us. We must understand this corporate construct within the United States. We are being taken down by the interest of corporations. Again, the word commodification. We're simply resources, human resources, to be manipulated. One more thing about vaccinations, and this is horrific, but everyone needs to understand this is all part of the vaccination program. I spoke with Dr. Ronnie Kilde, K-I-L-D-E, who was the former chief medical officer of Finland before she died in February of this year. And she gave a lecture about a month or so before she died about vaccinations. And she talked about how the use of biomedical implants are used in vaccinations. And here's what she said. Today's microchips are the size of 2 millimeters, which is a hair diameter is 50 micromillimeters. It's inserted into general population without their consent. meaning in vaccinations like the swine flu vaccine, for their total control. Medical personnel working in the field get different information from vaccine content than researchers.
Okay, we've got a four-minute break coming at us. Deborah Tavares will be back for our final segment coming up. She'll be with us till the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at ondecklending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're talking to Deborah Tavares today on primary water. We have a question here about the wells. Do you have any idea how deep they need to go to get to primary water, or does it depend on their local area?
It's going to depend on your area. And again, I urge you to watch Primary Water Explain. I am interviewing a primary water expert, and we're going over an illustration, keeping in mind that it varies dependent on where the strata is. What I will say is after the Napa earthquake, the end of August of 2014, which cleared the path in the crevices for water to emerge, primary water just started to flow. Primary water is a force under the mantle of the earth. In fact, what is also true, based on the primary water experts, is if we were to drill and release that pressure, the magnitude of earthquakes would substantially decrease. And this leads to another YouTube that we have, Joyce. I'm certain that everybody may be interested in that new movie called San Andreas. Well, understand that earthquakes can certainly be created by laser weaponry, as well as the pressure of primary water, which could be released to reduce the magnitude. We have a YouTube up. It's called KILL, K-I-L-L, ARC Storm, A-R-K, Storm, S-T-O-R-M. We filmed a USGS representative talking about the chaos that would ensue in California should there be a massive quake and or other types of massive weather events. There are many topics that I would like to cover, but I want to throw this in right now. For many of you, you are hearing words you have not heard before in your cities. I would recommend that you pay attention. There's one word called resilient cities. What this is this was pioneered by Rockefeller. Resilient cities. This is the plan to move us into consolidated human settlement zones, further imprisoning us. These are called smart growth, smart cities, walkable. This is the plan to immobilize us. That's what bikeable is. In fact, I found an interesting name of a walkable pathway that they're using fiat currency to build in our cities and further in creating debt as cities across the country build this agenda from signing grants or from taking grants from contracts they've applied for. Grants are the mechanism of the dissolving of the United States grants. And there's a interesting walkable pathway in Richmond, California. It's called the Yellow Brick Road, the Iron Triangle Neighborhood Walkable Path. The Iron Triangle means corrupt government. What we're seeing is a build-out of an infrastructure to imprison us. This is an attrition warfare. We discovered, Joyce, in the San Joaquin Valley, people were wondering for a very long time, there's a $58 billion train, high-speed rail that's being built, and everyone was wondering, well, why is it being built out there? It makes no sense. The plan is, of course, to shorten the trip between San Francisco and Los Angeles. We recently learned, Joyce, that they're building a city in the San Joaquin Valley called Quay, Q-U-A-Y, Valley. It is going to represent the 21st state-of-the-art smart growth city where everything is reused and cars are going to be discouraged. They're going to have, they're creating it like a mini Disneyland to create enthusiasm for our enslavement. The water will be highly toxic as reused water is going to be, and they know it. Bill Gates is behind a lot of the water treatment funding mechanisms right now, as well as many other globalists. Again, water reuse is going to be an enormous water market, massive profits for the international bankers, and this is the plan also. But this Quay Valley is going to be created on 8,000 acres. It's going to have a tube that people can get into and literally travel through the city. It's going to have 2,000 acres of commercial industrial property, it's schools. They wanted to have more homes built on it than they currently are being allowed because environmental laws are being overlooked, so they can build this. It's going to have the capability to house 75,000 people. They're going to be 25,000 homes with three people per home.
Okay, we are out of time. I am so sorry. We were talking during the break. We need to have her back on again, Deborah Tavares. She has some more documents and information for us. Thank you so much for joining us today, Deborah. I really appreciate you.
Joyce, thank you for having me on. Take
me
care,
too.
Everyone.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 33 minutes after the hour. I want to remind you that we have a lot of specials at the Power Mall, and we appreciate, need, and cannot encourage you enough to purchase from us. I just want to remind you, the Health Hunter items that Dr. Cass Ingram was talking about, those are the ones he goes out, personally finds in the wild, and then he brings to us, and they are in limited quantities. And that's just the sad part about it, because they can only collect so much of those items at once. So we have the raspa syrup, which is raspberry, but raspa syrup. We have the wild, super wild raw cat's claw. We have the blackberry leaf extract, the betchu syrup, which is birch betchu syrup, and the Dandelion at the Power Mall. Then we have the Total Body Purge also. But the Health Hunter Dandelion Root Plus is available at the Power Mall. We only have 15 of those. So please get your order in if you want those, because we cannot get them for quite a while now. That's all they had available, and they get it out as much as they can, as fast as they can. So give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We're going to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny today. It's like an emergency with the vaccine issue. It really is tragic. And there's nobody better than the expert that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is to tell us about the research that she has done and the action items of what you can do, especially in the state of Ohio. Dr. Tenpenny, thank you so very much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
You're welcome, Joyce. Thanks for having me.
Woo, we got us some feedback there, some weird kind of feedback.
Well, that's
weird. Do you have a headset on or Bluetooth?
This is a landline.
But do you have a headset on it, though?
No.
Oh, no. There you go. Okay, it's taken care of, it appears.
Okay,
this issue of vaccines is getting more serious by the moment, isn't it?
It is. We're losing our rights left and right, and I would hope that even people who are pro-vaccine and people who vaccinate their children with impunity in themselves would look at this as a health freedom issue, and that once we have lost our right to refuse, like as we've lost our philosophical exemption in Vermont, we're fairly close to losing it in Maine. California is really struggling. Texas, they are really battered down, and they are really doing a good job at maintaining their rights down there in Texas. But once we lose our right to refuse, not only for the 49 doses of 16 different vaccines that children receive by the time they are in kindergarten, what people don't understand and appreciate is the fact that there are more than 150 vaccines in the developmental pipeline. And if we have no right to refuse children being vaccinated with the current schedule, we will be subjected to everything the pharmaceutical industry wants to deposit into us in the future. And they released the adult vaccination plan in February of 2015. So the next phase after they decide that they are going to continually vaccinate all these children is that they will be coming after the adults for the somewhere around 140 vaccines that are in the developmental pipeline, most of which are headed towards adolescents and adults. And we are in very uncharted territory here about vaccination rights for adults, because the exemption laws that were written mostly back in the early 1900s, between 1903 and about 1960, those were written for K through 12. We really don't have a lot of rights to refuse in many of the colleges. They are making it mandatory for kids to get their vaccines updated to go to higher education. And we really don't have any laws in place that protect adults. Now, we can stand on a religious exemption to a certain degree because that's constitutional. But employers really don't have to abide by it in many cases. So we're in rather uncharted territory when it comes to adult vaccination. And with everything that the pharmaceutical industry has decided, that the vaccines are going to be what keeps progressing their trillion-dollar industry, because they have many patents that are going to expire by 2020. So a lot of their blockbuster billion-dollar drugs will no longer be making them billions of dollars. And with the vaccine industry experiencing double-digit economic growth over the last 8 to 10 years, it's what's buoying up all of the vaccine industry. And if we think about vaccines being widgets, they look at them as like doorknobs or light bulbs. They are just a product made by an industry that they sell. They are the economic loss leader of the entire industry, meaning, anybody that's in business or anybody that's in retail understands loss leaders. Here, I'll give you a free $30 t-shirt to get you into my store. So while you're in the store, we'll try to sell you a $1,000 Armani suit. And so the vaccine industry puts the vaccines out there, passes laws to force you to take them, A sizable number of children and adults are going to develop illnesses from those vaccines, either immediately or down the road. And then the entire book of business behind the pharmaceutical industry, the rest of their drugs, books of business, their other light bulbs, widgets, you know, hammers and wrenches, they can come along and use those to fix the problems they caused by giving away that free T-shirt.
Wow.
And
amazing.
So if we really sort of think about it and take out the polarization of the pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, you know, you're putting people at risk, blah, 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 and we shift the conversation into the perspective of these are products and that are being forced upon us legally against if you don't want them. I mean, you should be able to go out to any store and buy a product if you want it.
Right.
And there has been no proof in any medical literature that shows that me getting a vaccine keeps you, Joyce, from getting sick. This has just been a propagated myth that they have used. And the way the vaccine industry works, with the way that they publish things, uses of the mainstream media, which has been nothing more than press releases and co-opted by them, they have found that Americans believe what they are told. And if you say it over and over and over again enough times, then it must be true.
Well, it seems that along with that information that we got today, that they have just eliminated all the vaccine information from the standpoint of lawsuits from the website as of March. They're absolutely wanting to diffuse this, keep the information from the people, and yet, I mean, people have no idea what the true story is.
That is the case. And sadly enough, I think that not enough people care. You know, battles are lost and countries are lost over apathy.
Yeah.
And when we have people running around so involved in their lives, and this is not a criticism, it's just an observation. I mean, you know, parents have their kids scheduled to the max now. You know, if they want to schedule a play day, they have to whip out their day timer and go, well, they've got 45 minutes next Thursday because in between this sport and that sport and music lessons and art lessons and all these other things, there's just a little time over here that we can plug into this schedule. And so now if you have 3 or 4 kids that you're running around to all the different sports and all the different activities, and parents that are, both parents are working full time to maintain a roof over their head and food on their table, I mean, how much time do people actually have to investigate something that they believe they could trust their pediatricians have investigated and are telling them the truth?
Mm-hmm.
When pediatricians most of them haven't even so much as read a package insert.
That's true. And then what do you find is the biggest issue? Because when I talk to people and I say, have you investigated vaccines? They'll say, no, I didn't have any reason to. My doctor, I trust him. How do you respond to that, that people just don't want to know?
You know, the saddest part of that question, Joyce, is why do they trust their doctor on the most important issue in the world? What is going to happen to their children? You know, we live in a society now that we've got everybody all geared up about GMO foods and everybody reads labels and they want to know what's in their food and they want to have cloth diapers and they want to avoid BPA and all these other types of chemicals in like baby bottles and plastic bottles, and they're so concerned about what they're eating and drinking, but they never even bother to ask the question, may I see the package insert of what you are going to inject in my child? And can you please explain to me what some of these ingredients are? And can you, doctor, please tell me that you really believe that injecting formaldehyde and mercury and aluminum and polysorbate 80 and a long list of other toxic chemicals, that you really, really believe that isn't going to in any way harm my child? And if the response comes back of, oh, well, there's just a little bit in them, there's two parts to that. One answer is that's a lie, because there are milligram amounts of many of these things in as an ingredient. The second thing is a tiny little bit of venom from a black widow spider or a hornet or a snake or some other type of venom, a tiny little drop can kill you. And so the amount of the stuff that's being injected into a 10-pound baby is, you know, like the hepatitis B vaccine, Joyce, that they give at birth, the half cc of that is the same dose they give a 150-pound adult.
That's amazing. That
and
is
yet we
amazing.
Will give that same dose to a preemie, for heaven's sakes. Like, you know, a baby will be born prematurely, be in the intensive care unit for several weeks, and then they will want to vaccinate them with all the vaccines on time with the same schedule as though that baby were born at 40 weeks when, in fact, they may have been born at 32. And it's such a huge big deal to make sure that a 32-week-old baby has a hepatitis B vaccine. Like, really? I mean, it's physicians are the problem here. They are the problem.
Well, yeah, absolutely they are. They don't even understand. They don't even understand.
And I think that they are, you know, they need to take a step back and do a little bit of investigation. We have more and more physicians who are doing just a nominal investigation. They don't need to spend 20,000 hours of their time like I have over the last 15 years, or the tens of thousands of hours that Dr. Suzanne Humphreys has put into her materials, and Tony Bark, and several, and Dr. Jack Wolfson, and many of the rest of us who have really taken the time to investigate this. We have made it simple for them. We've boiled it down into bite-sized pieces in books and videos and YouTubes, and we've spent thousands of hours of research in order to create a 60-minute video. And so all they have to do is read the cliff notes to understand the kind of carnage that the medical profession is causing. They're mm-hmm. the cat's claw of this. They're the cat's paw of the entire pharmaceutical industry. They do not understand what they do. They don't understand about the vaccines. They think that symptom-free in the presence of a large list of medications is health.
Mm.
And we have indoctrinated people to believe that. Like, I have patients that come into my office here in Cleveland, Ohio, and patients, maybe they're there because they have knee pain. And they say, you know, other than my knee hurting, I'm perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with me. And then I take their history, and I look at the list of medications they're on. And they're on a drug for depression, high blood pressure, cholesterol, anxiety, and several other drugs for, like, pain. And it's like, what do you mean you're perfectly healthy except for your knee pain? You obviously have issues with high blood pressure. Your cholesterol's not good, which means your diet isn't good. You've got thyroid medication. There's something wrong with your thyroid. So we have indoctrinated our society to believe that symptom-free in the presence of a pill is health.
That's right. That is exactly right. Now, what can people do, though, on this vaccine issue? Because more and more people are realizing that they're going to be coming after us with needles before long. What can we do? Now, you said in the state of Ohio, you've got one bill that people can get proactive about.
Well, I'll mention two things here. The main thing globally that people really need to do is they need to go to the NVIC, the National Vaccine Information Center, the NVIC Advocacy Portal, which is nvicadvocacy.org. Sign up for it. It's free. You will get alerts about bills that are in your state. So if you are in Missouri, you are not going to be hearing about bills in Pennsylvania. You're going to be getting bills from your state that you need to make phone calls and take action on. It takes less than 5 minutes. They do keep track of the number of people who are actually calling and saying, vote yes or vote no on this bill. They really are taking count of it. In fact, we've had many people in California over SB 177 that have actually gone and talked to their local assembly persons and said, just please send us an email, leave a message. You don't need long lists of documentation. All we want to hear is yes, I support this bill, or no, I don't. And people in California need to strongly oppose this bill, because you will lose your philosophical exemption, and all of the millions of children who are in California who are either completely unvaccinated or only partially vaccinated will be required to get all 49 doses of 16 different vaccines to start school this fall.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's going to happen over a 6 or 8, 10 week period of time, because they didn't say you could get a vaccine and then get a titer to find out that you have an antibody which is supposed to keep you immune. They said you will be fully vaccinated, which implies all of the doses. So California people need to wake up and get on this and mm-hmm. get involved.
We have gotten so complacent, given the fact that there were philosophical and or religious exemptions, and now that's going to be coming to a flaming halt before long. is there anything, any kind of exemption, physician exemption, that's going to be allowed in any of these states where the laws are starting to get really precarious?
Well, here's the thing, is that we may be able to get onesie-twosie exemptions for medical exemptions by physicians. But what if you've got four children? And your one child was severely vaccine injured, maybe has seizure disorders, autoimmune diseases, diabetes, maybe even died. And you can, you know, if the child is still living, you can get a medical exemption for them to have no vaccines. But are you going to be forced to put your other three children at risk of the same thing possibly happening to them? What a horrible position to put a parent in. You know, their first child is vaccine injured, maybe brain injured and brain damaged for life, so they have done no vaccines on the rest of their children because they didn't want to put them at risk. And now they're going to pass a law that says, too bad, Mom, you've got to take your other three kids and get them vaccinated. And you may end up with all four of them like your first one.
Oh, wow.
And so people need to be really aware of this and wake up and say, this is just a horrific thing. This is not about, you know, these childhood illnesses like measles, mumps, rubella, chicken pox, and pertussis. For heaven's sakes, we're talking about a rash, a diarrhea, a cough, and some fever that come and go in a week. Joyce, you and me and everybody in our age group had all of those illnesses. And if they were so horrifyingly and terrible and deadly, there would be nobody over the age of 50.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's what they use. Now, but what are you telling your patients now when they come in and say, Doctor, what am I going to do? I am totally against vaccines. What am I going to do?
If you don't get active now, you will have no choice. Because once the laws are passed, as you know, Joyce, keeping a law from getting passed is a whole different world of energy than trying to get something repealed.
Mm-hmm. That's
or
right.
Put an addendum to it. They've already tried to slide in a national vaccination law that isn't from a congressman in Florida that was calling it the National Immunization Act, which would supersede state law. This has always been a state's issue. So they've already tried one little trial balloon to ramp it up into the federal level. This all sources back, Joyce, this all sources back to Healthy People 2020 and this being the decade of vaccines. These were meant to be
We've got to go to a break. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Hi, Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. And I don't know if you all realize, but the pressure that is on someone like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I mean, she has been focusing on this for us. It's not as though she does this because, hey, she doesn't have anything else to do. She has a medical practice. And this is her world of trying to fight for this. And it needs to be all of our world. Everybody needs to be involved in this. Sherry, give us some ideas. What we can do.
Well, one quick thing, because I know we only have a couple of minutes left, that anybody who's here who's listening on this show or listening to the repeats that is from Ohio, we really need to get you involved to get House Bill 170 passed here in the state of Ohio. It is a wonderful vaccine bill. It's probably the only one out there. That what it will do is it will protect workers from being fired if they want to refuse the flu shot. So if they refuse the flu shot, they cannot be discriminated against. They cannot be fired. And we've already had the first hearings on this. We need to move it out of the House. So anybody from Ohio, look up who your local congressman is or your local representative is. Call them and say, support House Bill 170. Please support Christina Hagan. She's a representative from around the Akron, Ohio area who submitted this bill. She needs to hear from everybody so she can move it out of committee. The other thing that people need to do is they need to understand the seriousness of this. We are soon to be, you know, I hope that we don't, you know, end up in a country where we have to show our vaccination papers to go to a public event or to get on an airplane or to go to work, because they are making it be almost a criminal event to not be vaccinated. People really need to understand the seriousness of this and get involved locally with their local politics and local legislative action. I think it's the most important thing we can do.
Absolutely. And I do hope, especially those from Ohio, where can they go to find this information? You said at NVIC Action. Where is it they can go?
NVICAdvocacy.org. NVICAdvocacy.org, and scroll down to Ohio, and you will see the bill, and you'll see all the people who are on the committee. Just you can send them an email, give them a quick call, pass it out to all of your friends and family members, all the healthcare workers in the state of Ohio who don't want to lose their jobs and get fired because they want to refuse a flu shot, which last year only had a 19% efficacy rate, but they had to get the flu shot anyways to keep their job. I mean, I've heard from people who work down the street from the hospital in an IT department and have no patient contact, and they still had to get their flu shot in order to keep their job.
Well, is there anything that you're hearing now on things related to the military? Just real quickly here, the military anthrax vaccine, anything as a result of this latest anthrax disaster?
Have not heard a lot of movement on it, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't understand, you know, how they can possibly lose that much anthrax around the world and possibly destroy the world. But, oh, we are so stupid, you know, and they seem to get away with it. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really refreshing to hear from you and how serious this is. There are answers out there. Any other website? Now, your information is all available to Power Mall. So if anybody wants to educate their spouse, their parents, or whatever, All of Dr. Tenpenny's information is the Power Hour. And give us a call at 573-378-6049. Thank you so much, Dr. Tenpenny, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you, Joyce. Take care.
You are amazing. Thank you so very much. You all have a blessed day. We will see you tomorrow. It's all about the truth. I'm telling you, it is time to say not no, but heck no, in any way you can regarding these vaccines, ladies and gentlemen. And if any of you need to hear from me regarding the retreat, leave your number at the Power Mall, and I will give you a call back at 573-378-6049. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, bless you all, and we love you at the Power Hour.